Presto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, the 2nd of August. I hope you're well. Coming up.
I know this will come as a great source of relief to Paul's family, who have been rightfully campaigning for his release.
Irish citizen free after being released by Russia, and Intel to cut 15% of its workforce around the world. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, an Irish man is among those being welcomed to the US in a prisoner swap with Russia. Taoiseach Simon Harris has welcomed the release of Security Executive Paul Whelan and has thanked Ireland's diplomatic team in Russia and the consular team in Dublin for their work on the case. It's the biggest prisoner exchange between Russia and the West since the Cold War era. US President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris welcomed him and two others in Washington. Intel is to cut 15% of its global workforce. The company will also cut operating expenses and reduce capital expenditure of more than 9 billion euro next year. It's understood that the majority of the job cuts will be completed by the end of this year. 4,900 staff are employed by Intel in Ireland. It's unclear if its Irish operation will be affected by the job cuts. A building suppliers in North Dublin has been left severely damaged after a major fire yesterday. The blaze broke out at the Camfil building in Clonshock Industrial Estate at around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Five fire engines and a turntable ladder were deployed to battle the blaze and managed to bring it under control without anyone being injured. Smoke from the fire could be seen as far away as St Stephen's Green. District Officer Jerry Woods from Dublin Fire Brigade says it was a major operation.
There was a significant response sent from Dublin Fire Brigade to this fire. On arrival, there was a significant fire had established itself here in the building behind me. It spread rapidly. We decided to take two main actions. One was to control the fire, try to extinguish the fire, and the second action was to stop it spreading.
Financial supports are to be made available for part-time third-level students. 62 part-time undergraduate courses have been added to the SUSE grant scheme, making students who meet the criteria eligible for funding. The income threshold to qualify for grants is €55,000 a year. Junior Education Minister Patrick O'Donovan says it should reduce barriers to those accessing education.
It has been an ambition of mine and it's been an ambition of my predecessor, Donal Taoiseach, to make sure that we reduce as many barriers as possible to people accessing third level education. You can do that through a range of ways. You can do it through the advent of the technological universities, or you can also bring third level education even closer to people by allowing them the financial support to gain access to part-time courses.
Close to 500,000 passengers will fly in and out of Dublin Airport over the bank holiday weekend. 120,000 passengers are expected to pass through the terminals alone on Sunday. Airport operators are advising passengers that all car parks have been sold out. Sarah Ryan from the DAA says passengers don't need to expect any delays at security.
We made a commitment at the start of the summer. We want 90% or more of passengers to get through in 20 minutes or less. And we are keeping to that. I was just looking at the wait times there about half an hour ago, and they looked very good indeed. Always advise passengers to be here 2 hours ahead of short haul, 3 hours ahead of long haul, prepare for security, but there should be no problems going through.
Meanwhile, Cork Airport is expecting more than 65,000 passengers over the bank holiday weekend. The airport has had no issues related to parking, unlike Dublin Airport. Passengers are being advised to book parking in advance of travelling. Barry Holland from Cork Airport says they will be busier than this time last year.
That figure is 5% up on August bank holiday 2023. And so far, in the year so far, 2024, over 1.71 million passengers have flown to and from Cork Airport. So it's shaping up to be a very busy year for us. It's going to be one of our busiest years ever in history, and we're anticipating a total of 3 million passengers to fly to and from the airport over the course of the year.
And staying with the bank holiday, it's looking like the weekend will be a washout with wind, rain and a chance of localised flooding in some areas. The current warm spell is expected to break as patches of rain and drizzle will affect some parts of the country, with heavy rain moving across the west of Ireland later this morning. Saturday could be the driest day for most of the country. Cathal Nolan from the Irish Weather Channel says conditions will start to change from today.
Well, over the course of the bank holiday, we will see a deterioration in our conditions. So rain will spread from the west as we go through today. It'll clear away into this evening. It'll be quite a nice evening across the country. And Saturday itself is actually not too bad of a day. We will see some showers, these most frequent across parts of the west and northwest. And for many areas in the east and south of the country, there will be some good dry conditions tomorrow on Saturday.
In entertainment news, one of Scotland's most anticipated festivals is back for another summer. Edinburgh Fringe gets underway today with more than 3,500 shows planned between now and the end of August. Artists from 58 countries, including scores from Ireland, are due to perform. 686 events have a pay-what-you-can model, while there are 456 free shows. And in sport, in soccer, Leicester have paid tribute to a man of immense talent following the death of their former manager Craig Shakespeare at the age of 60. He was assistant to Claudio Ranieri when the club won their Premier League against all odds in 2016 before leading them into the Champions League the next season. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.